How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
Welcome to Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone. It is Jazz fall today to Oklahoma City, and they really lost this one in a lot of ways before the tip. So welcome to Locked On Jazz and Postcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. And no Rudy Gobert, no Derek Favors, and it just took the air out of the quest, and you could see some of the guys didn't seem as engaged in the game. And then, frankly, the personnel wasn't as good. Jeff Withey puts no threat on the role. It was incredible, and frankly, I watched the first quarter. We didn't even know the guys didn't know the plays.
Well, it's first of all, before we start talking about the individual play, and we talked about the team itself and how difficult it is at the last minute that you find out that your rim protector and the key to your defense is not playing, and so you don't have the time to prepare for what's to come because you're relying on what's been good to you all these all season, and then you get to the point where you. You're absolutely right. From where I was sitting, it looked like there was a couple of players that just wasn't engaged in the game. And that's awfully difficult as well. And I think Quinn Snyder started to smell that out. He felt that. I mean, he put in the effort, I think, up to that third quarter, and he could just see that it wasn't going to happen.
The key number of the night, what's the impact of Gobert? The Jazz are the number one team in the league defending in the paint, 49%, the number two in the restricted area, but number one in the paint, 49%. And at the end of three quarters, the Thunder were 67% shooting, 26 of 39 in the paint. That just tells you right there the impact of no Favors and no Gobert.
Yeah, exactly. I looked at that as well. I think in the first quarter, 22 points in the paint there, something like that. And you could just tell right then that, okay, without having a shoot-around and having to rely on chalkboard prep as far as how you're going to defend the game, that wasn't there. Awfully difficult to defend Russell Westbrook in the first place. And then when you don't have time to prepare, meaning a walkthrough. How important is a walkthrough? A walkthrough, I think, is very, very important for some guys that can't visualize what a coach is saying, on the chalkboard. And I think the Jazz kind of fell into that. And again, I just think there was a couple of guys that really wasn't engaged in the game. It was awfully difficult to this is a stretch. It's going to be a couple of tired guys.
I think, and I don't want to, I'm not trying to be critical of Jeff in any way, shape, or form, but I mean this more as a comment to how incredible Rudy is. Mm-hmm. And Derek, too.
Yes.
That when Jeff set the pick today, there was first of all, he's not a natural roller. You can actually, you can see him. But when he set the pick today, there's no threat toward the rim. Like, we saw how vital and important Rudy's and Derek's rim threat, or Derek's even mid-roll to the rim. The defense just didn't care.
Right.
And they stayed two guys on Hill, two guys on Hayward each time. And it just was eye-opening, and the verticality of Rudy, of what we think of Rudy as a defensive player. And you look at the numbers, and we're so much better when he's on the floor offensively. I thought tonight was a really good eye test to see what that value Rudy brings is on the rim.
Now, and you're absolutely right. And another thing here is, Rudy would get a rebound. He's looking for an outlet. It just Oklahoma City got some offensive rebounds. And for the most part, Rudy's not going to let that happen. So the importance of Rudy is dimensional. I mean, there's offensively and defensively, and you have to face it, man. Jeff Withey is not a starter in this league. He's a role player. He's right now, he's probably a 7 or 8 minute or less player in the league. Just a guy that's going to give you a rest. It's tough. It's hard, and this is a difficult time, I think, for guys to start getting hurt or can't play with the stretch that the Jazz are going to have to go through this month.
Now let's get to the exciting part of the ballgame. Dante Exum, a career high. Alec Burks got 20 for the first time since he got 20 here in Oklahoma City, which was prior to Paul Pierce taking him out. Really, Dante actually the whole night had a little bounce to him that we haven't seen out of him a lot, and we've begun to see more and more since the All-Star break.
I think that's been coming with Dante. I know he's been working very, very hard, and I really think that that's been coming. Now, why did things go well for certain players out there on the floor? I think it's had a lot to do with consecutive minutes, a string of minutes, not playing 3 minutes and getting taken out of the ball game, you know, that type of thing, that they really start to get into a little groove and start to play their game. And so, you know, it's and you can see that Quinn Snyder, he smelled that out. I mean, he could see that this is happening, and I'm going to run with these guys because they're playing very, very hard. I won't say he threw in the towel, but he could see that he wanted to.
No, he was getting a lot more effort from Dante and Alec Burks and Howell Neto than he was and Joel Ballenboy that he was getting from other guys.
Absolutely. And you could just see that was what he was going to go with, and he just stuck with it.
Dante, I thought, was really interesting because, well, one, he went to the free throw line 32 times as a rookie, and he went 9 times tonight, today. Yeah. The other thing I thought was interesting, both plus and minus, was once he got rolling, and Billy Donovan actually brought guys back, so he got guarded by Oladipo. He got guarded by Robertson, and Robertson caused him problems. Robertson's great.
Yeah.
Like, I thought we saw him, but at the same time, he also got by some of them. I thought that was a really interesting test to watch him. He turned it over a few times and got in trouble a few times on it. But I thought that was a really good test to watch him play against elite-level defensive players.
He made a couple of dribble drives tonight this afternoon, rather, that was impressive, difficult to make. But what I'm seeing now is how many jumpers did he make tonight? Can you recall?
I think he took one.
Did he make it?
I think
he made it three. He made a three,
and then he had that pull-up jumper in the middle of the lane on Robertson, I think it was an air ball.
Okay, and all of his other shots was at the rim. So he's driving to the basket, and he's driving very, very hard. But this is what I noticed. He's going at the rim now instead of going away from the rim trying to score.
That floater, that running hooks and things are now toward the basket.
Toward the basket, absolutely right.
And
that's really making a difference for him as far as his dribble drives are concerned.
Well, it was fun to see him put up a career-high 20. AB getting back over 20. Trey Lyles hopefully gets a little bit of a good emotional vibe out of some of the things he got. Maybe a loss in Oklahoma. If you told me we were going to split Houston and OKC and come out of it fresh, which is what we are, that's a pretty good script. So hopefully we can go get Monday. Monday is what it is all about. You got to go get the Clippers Monday night. It's a huge game. Hopefully the crowd will be epic, and we'll see. That is Postcast here from Oklahoma City on Locked On Jazz and the Locked On Podcast Network.
Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.